It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
Hey, Marissa, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
That's it? Just pretty good?
Well, I mean, it is 7:32, so yeah, that's about pretty about good is good. About all I can get right now.
That's as pretty good as it gets, huh? I was expecting her to jump right out of her chair. It's wonderful. I'm great. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, of course I'm glad to be here.
Well, you could sound like it. What was that? How do you spell pff?
I think it's like a P-F-F.
Okay.
Ellipsis.
Yeah, and a lot of exclamation marks behind it, right? Well, how's Brett this morning?
Finer than frog's hair.
Well, good. Yeah. I was hoping somebody was excited to be here this morning. Yay! Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Camblin Plumbing and Heating is in their 95th year of operation, and during those great years, we've learned that quality far outlasts other factors. We've learned that investing in respectable products and merchandise that we can hold our head high with our customers, and in those days of box stores with their weekend specials, it's sometimes not easy for you to, as the consumer, to recognize what is the best for your money. Nobody else in the area has been in business as long as Camblin's. Nobody else in the area has grown into the quality brands that you know and you can have come to trust. Brands like Lennox, Kohler, and many others speak for themselves in their dependability and effectiveness in situations. Come trust in Camblin's. 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. I have a couple of guests in with us this morning. Laura Canning is in with us with the Cass County Conservation Group. I don't know if you're representing them this morning, though, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
Yep.
Kind of, in a way.
Yes.
Okay. And Bruce Henderson in with us this morning as well. And they're actually, what they're representing specifically this morning is the trails. We're going to talk a little bit about a trail ride coming up here this weekend, June 1st. It's National Trails Day. What's that all about?
Yes. The American Hiking Society has a National Trails Day, and it's the first Saturday in June. And actually, last year, 375,000 people walked or biked the trails last year on their National Trails Day. So This is their part of the National Trails Day, get out there nationally and take part. So we are actually listed on their national website as well as one of their events going on. So if you click on Iowa, you'd find that there's only 5 events going on in Iowa that day. So,
well, Bruce, I know you've built a pretty fair career helping young people learn how to get outdoors and enjoy and compete as well at being physically fit. Does it mean a lot to you to get people out and continue to, you know, even as we get a little bit older and we're not 18 anymore, to still get out and get active, whether it's running, biking, or what have you?
Well, it's great exercise. And for me, there came a point when my knees didn't like me to run. So then the natural thing was to walk and bike. So got started biking, got involved with the Nishna Valley Trails Group. And then pretty soon after you're involved, we go to a couple of meetings, you get volunteered, you know. So, but this is a great deal. Saturday we got lined up, and Laura's in charge of the weather, and I think there's no rain predicted for Saturday. I want you all to listen to that.
You just got voluntold again, didn't you? There's no volunteering around here. You just get tossed into it. Well, what's up on Saturday? What's the plan?
All right. So up at the I-80 Highway 71 trailhead, we will be registering and meeting people as they get onto the T-Bone Trail. And so we will be taking their registrations. It's going to be $10 per person, or if you've got a family, it'd be $25, because there will be a lunch eventually as soon as you get to Brayton. And all of the proceeds for that go to trail development, getting the trail into Atlantic. So it's kind of a mini fundraiser as well for us. So get on the T-Bone Trail at your leisure, or at whatever time you feel that you can get to safely to Brayton between 11:30 and 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll be serving lunch up there in Brayton at the city park between 11:30 and 1 o'clock.
Put you on the spot. You ride the trail?
I am going to not be riding the trail that day.
Not that day. But
not
you have.
That day, but yes, I have.
For those, and both of you can jump in on this, for those who maybe haven't done that, have been thinking about doing that, maybe haven't yet, the thought of, you got to be kidding me, I'm going to ride my bike from like Atlantic to Brayton to maybe to Exira to Audubon. I mean, that, gee whiz, it takes me a half an hour to drive in a car to get all that way. That sounds like an awful lot. Talk a little bit about what they would experience if they're going to do that.
Well, the nice thing is it's about 4 miles from the valley, which all the locals know the name, to Brayton. So if you want to take the short route, you've only got to make 4 miles of flat. There's about a 10-degree grade there. I only know that because of my odometer on the bike when I ride it. But there's about – so, I mean, that is the minimum. And now, do I think some people will show up at 9:30 and try to go all the way to Audubon and back? Yeah, they may go south and go to Audubon. The whole thing is a little short of 40 miles. So if you do that, get there early, so you get there in time to Brayton. But, you know, you can go that. If you want to go a little farther, you can maybe go another 4 miles up to Exira, come back to Brayton. Now you've got about 12 miles, and then saunter home to get back to Trailhead or have somebody pick you up. So the nice thing is you can go anywhere from a very short distance to a very long distance, and we just want to get people out and take part in it.
Well, you know, in the state of Iowa, folks are familiar with things like RAGBRAI and what have you, and they see people riding across the state and stuff out on the roads and things. Well, RAGBRAI is very different than normal bike riding out on your own, because RAGBRAI is also very well protected. You know, there's not a lot of vehicle traffic there. It's difficult to ride anymore with the high speeds and things, and sometimes roads in the condition that they happen to be in, to go out and ride with cars out in traffic. One of the things people really enjoy about the trails is the fact that you can ride at your own pace, and you don't have to worry about all the other traffic around you so much.
And you don't really even have to be on a bike. It's not a requirement of our trail ride. So if your family just want to get out with your kids and maybe in a stroller or hike or whatever, we will welcome that too. So don't think it's just a straight bike ride, because of course the T-Bone Trail is a multi-recreational trail anyway. So
yeah, the nice thing about those old converted rail lines that we've made into trails is they're largely flat, so you don't have to worry too much. Although, you know, some people who like to bike, they kind of like the uphill because there's a downhill behind it. But, you know, if it's flat, you're kind of moving and pedaling all the time. But, no, it's fun, and anybody of any level, any age, you know, any inclination who wants to try can go out and do those types of things. You know, the goal has been, and we've been talking about this for years, is to get that trail all the way linked up. You know, Audubon County's been successful. They've gotten it their length. We need to get a little bit more successful here and get that thing in here. That's all kind of a part of this, is to help raise money toward the effort and things. You know, are we getting kind of closer? Are we trying to still raise awareness about that too?
Yeah, we are getting closer. We're hoping to get the we're just going through all the legalities, mainly is what it comes down to, and then of course we've got our routes, and we've got to decide routes and things like that. But it's definitely getting closer and closer as we work on it and chug along.
But there are a lot of people that have been on board with this. It's just a matter of getting things kind of tied together and a lot of the detail work out. And, of course, it's always going to take a little bit of money, too.
Yeah. The Nishna Valley Trails has some money already saved and some other possibilities. We kind of thought we were going to get the railroad to give us some right-of-way, and that did not work out. So now we're dealing more with private landowners, and I think we may even go right back out here by you if we get our way. But the ultimate goal is to go from Schoberg's Quarry to the chamber office, and we've got a bike lane down there thanks to city council, and then get it out here and connect it up with that, so you could start at Schoberg's Quarry, park there, ride a couple laps, go all the way to Audubon and back. And so that's a long range goal, but there's a lot of you have to go through somebody's land or property, and that causes some problems. But it's not a short deal, but I think I will live long enough that I can get a ride on it quite a bit. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, and it's a nice benefit, too, to some of the other things around it, if you can get that stuff done. You know, I've ridden trails like the Raccoon River Valley and Wabash Trace, some of those different types of trails that go different places. I tell you what, the restaurants around it, they like it. The convenience stores around it, they kind of like it. You know, bikers stop in. You need things, water, a little, you know, Powerade, maybe lunch, you know, those types of things. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that make a nice day of it.
Yeah, there's that Wabash Trace Trail, I think, goes to Council Bluffs, and you go to Silver City, Little Silver City, and it's got a couple going bar and grills and, mm-hmm. and so on. And that's one of the reasons we like to get through the Chamber and Schaumburg. We like to get it through Atlantic. But I do want to say one more thing as far as the ride Saturday. Mm-hmm. I know people, we haven't had too many registered yet. I know people have are waiting because of all the rain, but now that we kind of are hoping it's not, it would really help us if we knew how many we had to figure lunch for. So if you would, if you get that mail today to Bruce Henderson, and or maybe it would be even more convenient, there's entry forms and full information sheets at the Y, and if I ask them, if you just leave an envelope with my name in it with your $10 registration, one of the next 3 days I'll check, and then we'll know. So I would really appreciate that. We realize a lot of people are going to show up that day, but the more idea we have ahead of time, the better we'd be. So if you want to just do that, the Y, or it's Bruce Henderson, 1609 East 14th, number 12 in Atlantic. If you mail that, probably better mail it today, so I get it. But we would like you to do that.
Okay, very good. And again, the details on that coming in Saturday. Lunch will be available up in the Brayton area.
Yes.
So folks want to start up here at the trailhead and take off and go. Lunch will be available, you say, between like, what, 11:45, 12:45, something
yep.
like that?
Correct.
Okay, and so lunch will be served through then, so they can ride on, can ride whatever portion of the trail that you wish to ride. They just would like to have you all together for lunch, if that's possible, during that time. It's just $10 for the ride. That includes lunch, and there'll be some door prizes there as well. And if you want to bring the whole family, you have a price for that, too?
$25.
Okay. So save a couple of bucks, I guess, that way, too. And all those proceeds will go toward the continuing project with the trail. Very good. Well, it's nice. Hope the weather's nice for you.
Yes, we're hoping so, too.
Be nice not to have to, you know, to be able to put the top down and enjoy the day, huh?
Yep. We have registration between 9:30 and 10:45. So the only reason I mention that is if you're going to do a lot of mileage and you want lunch, you better show up at 9:30. If you're going to do the shorter trip that I talked about, you don't want to show up at 9:30 and get to Brayton at 10:15 and then wait an hour and a half for lunch.
Yeah.
So plan a little bit there.
But it's a lot of sitting
hope
around.
To see a lot of people.
You bet. Well, you know, we've noticed, too, along that trail, there are some different places where there's like a gazebo, there are benches and things. So it's not like once you hop on the bike, you can never stop pedaling. There's always an opportunity there, too. So get out and enjoy the day, and maybe it'll be the first decent Saturday we've had in a while. Who knows?
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be great. Bruce, Laura, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We need to turn things back over to Brett this morning. He's winded just walking from that chair over to this chair here in the studio. You need to get yourself on a bike.
Hey, you know, I did that last year, that ride, and it's a beautiful ride. It's all shaded.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, I need to ride a little more, and I do.
Yeah, well, don't we all? Don't we all? Tell us a little bit more about Camlin's.
Lennox and Camlin Plumbing and Heating have been together for 70 years, and we continue to know that there isn't another brand out there of heating and cooling equipment on the market that will match the quality and dependability that Lennox produces. We also know that Lennox, just as well as Camlin Plumbing and Heating, uses good common sense approach to warranties. Your comfort and trust is very important to both Camlin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox, and we want you to know that we're not in the game just for the sale. We're in the game for the customer service and the long haul. Give us a call next time you have a heating or cooling problem, and we will try to respond quickly. 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. Thought of the day today comes from Mark Twain. The secret of getting ahead is getting started.
That's right. And that explains what we were talking about
today.
That's
just a tip to all those seniors that are graduating, too.
There you go. Very good. Hey, National Trails Day this Saturday. Enjoy that ride along the T-Bone Trail. Get a hold of Bruce or Laura, for that matter, too, if you'd like to get yourself registered and get yourself in on that. Just $10 per person. Hey, real quick before we go, too, I would like to throw out a little note to Mary Jean Faust and the family that we're thinking about you in a difficult time. We lost part of our family yesterday, Red Faust, a 30 30-year member of our staff here. Retired in 1985 after 30 years as a sales manager here at KJAN, passed away yesterday. We wish their family the very best of everything here in this difficult time. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.